And everybody's glad about that kind of stuff. But I tell you what, I just want to welcome you to Only Believe right here in Kenton, Ohio. I think that today is a great day for us to be here worshiping the Lord. Even though we could get rid of this cold temperature, I hope sometime soon. Amen. But I tell you what, every day is a good day. And every day has been given to us by God. And every day that's been given to us by God, we can be excited because He will help us. Amen? Amen. Say this with me. He will help us.
He will help us.
Amen. And therefore, we know that it's going to be good. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Down, 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 down And I ran. will live.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We live in your presence, Lord God.
You go before I
to let you know he hasn't left you, to let you know he hasn't forsaken you. At one of my darkest days, I was laying in my bed, and all I can do is say, God, I know that I don't know what's going on, and I don't know how we're going to get through this, but I know you do. God, I just praise you, because I don't know what else to do right now. So I just lift up your name and worship and say, I love you, and I trust you with my life. And the first verse of this song played in my spirit all night long. I didn't have the radio on. I didn't have my phone on playing it. I hadn't listened to it for a while. But that first verse, every time that I would turn over, that verse would still be singing. And I believe that's what it means when the Bible says that God will sing over you. And he sang over me. And I promise you that he's got you. And he is singing over you. I love this verse right here. And when you sing this, don't just sing it as singing a song. This is God's love language to us. Amen. It's his love letter to us saying, I got you. I won't let you fall. I won't let you fall apart. I won't let you down. But I got you. Because even when I didn't know, you did. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus is so good.
He is so good. He is amen.
So good. Amen.
All I'm going to do is be still. Amen.
I'm just going to worship him.
And worship. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There's no one like our God. Amen.
Amen.
Our great defender. Our great defender.
Praise God.
And don't get it twisted. He's just not my defender. He's your defender.
Amen.
I'm not anything more special than you are. He's not anything more special. Now, to me, he is, but he's not any more special than you are. To God, we're all the same.
Amen.
And that's what you need to understand. I think some people think that, oh, yeah, well, they do this or they do that. They're pastors. No, listen. God put pastors in to teach, right?
Amen.
And to look after the flock. That's a calling. That's something that he's told us to do, but he's called you too.
Amen.
And he's giving you callings in your life that you're supposed to do.
Amen.
Right?
But we all have to walk out our own salvation.
Right. And we're just people. We're just his children. We're all his children.
Amen.
And what you think he'll do for me, he'll do for you.
Amen. Praise
what
God.
You think that I am some highly blessed child, that I'm favored, and I am. Listen, I
you
am.
You are. Amen.
I have favor because of who I am.
Amen.
But so do you.
Praise God.
So do you. Amen. Quit looking at people and saying, I wish I were them. Don't compare yourself to anybody.
Amen. Amen.
I don't want another Phil Walker in my life for anything. Do not compare yourself to another person. You
God.
Are unique and special. There are some things about you that nobody else is like.
Amen. Amen.
Your personality is needed in the kingdom. Your face is needed to be seen.
Yes.
Y'all know that sometimes when I just see your face, I just smile. Like it just,
amen.
My heart, like, thank you, God, for the family of faith.
Yep.
I'm so thankful I get to be in this with them.
Amen.
Y'all are just as
amen.
Important. Amen.
Praise God.
Your
praise
life God. Has meaning. You are put here for a amen. Purpose. I don't care what voices spoke to you when you were growing up saying otherwise. I don't
amen.
Care what voices spoke to you as an adult. Listen, I was told, I won't say by who, but I was told that I was ugly. Nobody would ever want me.
What?
Boy, that I was stupid. I don't believe it.
Amen.
Now, maybe nobody else other than Phil would want me. But
they were lying, baby.
No, I'm just saying there are things that people try to tell you because the enemy's trying to keep you from who you're supposed to be.
Amen.
And you need to push those voices out. Listen, the older I get, this we were cracking up, not with you, with somebody else that's getting older. Lemon.
Amen. That's not probably, with me, someone else.
It's probably older. Holly. But I was saying, the older I get, the more I understand was how God says, take no thought for that.
Mm.
Take no thought for that.
Yeah.
Why? Because it eats up time in your brain that you could be praising the Lord or looking
amen.
For somebody to say,
amen.
Hey, Lord, what do you want me to do to, for this person?
Amen.
It just takes up so much time.
Yeah.
And drama in a life, in somebody's life, it just eats away at your soul.
Yeah.
Listen, Jesus is coming back soon. All this trivial stuff that has been going on in your life, let it go.
Amen.
Unforgiveness, let it go.
Amen.
Just petty stuff, let it go. Even if it was big stuff. Listen, we've had some big stuff. I've had some big stuff that I've done, and that's happened to me, and you got to just let it go. I'm not missing Jesus for anything or anybody.
Amen.
It's time. It's time for a family to start coming together and start loving and get rid of all of this other stuff. Because in the end, when we're sitting in heaven, we're not going to remember one thing.
Amen.
That we used to get so mad about
amen.
Or so frustrated
amen.
About or what you did or didn't do in the home.
That's right.
Amen. I'm serious. We need to focus our life and our energy on Jesus and allow the enemy to take it to somebody else's door.
Amen.
Don't let him in. Don't praise open your God. Brain up and let him keep talking to you.
Praise God.
Shut it down. Take captivity every thought. Into captive. Amen? That's what the word says.
Amen.
Take it into captivity and say, no,
amen.
That's not who I am.
Yep.
That's not what I'm going to do. I am who he says I am.
Yep.
And get the word and figure out what he says about you.
Amen. Praise
amen.
God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm fired up this morning.
Ooh, amen.
I don't know. I don't know why I didn't get you sleep last night, but I'm fired up this morning. What you got?
That we got miracle services coming up. Praise God.
We do. This week.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. This week.
So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we're going to start at 7. Amen.
Yes, we are.
And we're going to have powerful times in the Lord, okay?
Amen. They probably have it up on the screen behind us. We've got Pastor Nicole Waters from our Bodkins campus. She is Pastor Dosik's daughter.
Yep.
I'm telling you, fire runs through those veins. I'm excited for her to come. And then we have Pastor Kylan Boozer from our Urbana campus.
Yep.
So he's been here before as well. Yep. And then we've got Wednesday night is Pastor Rick. And then the apostle of this church on Thursday night, Pastor Dosik. So we're excited about this week. Amen. And then on Saturday, women, we have a shopping trip. We're going to meet here at the church at 7. Listen, there is a sign up out there. I put the people that I thought were coming from Facebook. I already put your names. If you say, no, I'm not coming, just wipe your name out. It's okay. But there's also suggestions. Where's Dave?
I was about to say, there's a couple good suggestions out there. I can tell you.
He's out there. Yeah, I would like to get Dave in here. But he was so kind to offer suggestions, I would like for him to tell you his suggestions. Amen?
Oh, my goodness.
Dave, come here. I'll meet you halfway. So you had some suggestions for our shopping trip.
Yeah.
All right, why don't you tell the people what your suggestions are?
I'm going to Goodwill and Salvation Army.
And there's nothing wrong with that, but that's not where we're going. And Walmart. Somebody put out there.
Yeah.
Jason, was
Walmart.
That you? Who put the Walmart? Kenton Walmart.
Walmart
that was the other one.
Walmart in Kenton, Ohio.
Yes, that's hilarious. So, men, I hope you're working overtime and getting your women some money because we're going to shop. Amen?
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
And I'm just going to really, I might shop when I'm there, but I'm just going to spend time with them, honey. This ain't about getting some
money. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can feel the cost of that already. Hallelujah. It's
you know,
gonna cost me.
I bought a purse recently from one of the places I like to get purses from, and they keep sending me emails and saying, "Regina, we've got just what you need."
Exactly.
And I said, "Phil, they know me better than you. They got just what I need."
It's ridiculous.
Y'all need to pray for me. I was scarred yesterday. I was scarred.
Oh, yeah, because we dressed alike.
Well, you know how Phil's always loving to dress like me, so I saw him. He came in, and I thought, I got clothes almost just like that, so I'm going to surprise him this morning. He'll just get a kick out of it. So he did. We left. We went to worship practice. We left. We went to eat and shopping, and everybody stared at us.
Amen.
I was like, I didn't think about this.
I think they were just supporting us.
And then when we were at the restaurant, there was a younger guy that worked there. And he literally, we were standing there to go wait for our seat. And he comes running through the back and gets through the doors and just looks at us and starts laughing. I was so scarred. So we're not doing that anymore. So before you do anything, count the cost and think of the repercussions of what you're going to do. Amen?
Honey, I think that was their support for us.
Is that it?
And they were saying that we should do that more often.
Nope, not happening again. Nope. Okay, so then we have Christy Amico that's going to be with us April 7th, 8th. Is there an update on that? No. Yeah? No. What?
I don't know.
Okay. So April 7th and 8th?
Do you want to say so before Monday?
I don't know what you're doing. Sometimes he confuses me, so okay, I just have to look away.
How many of you would like it if we
Women, this is how you stay sane in your marriage.
How many of you would like it if we had Chris
walk
on
away.
This following Sunday night. Okay? Yeah. All right.
Look, the babies are even... Did you see her?
Yes.
She's like, yes.
She's waving back to putting her hand up.
The Lord is good. So, okay. So we'll do April 7th and 8th, and then we'll come back Sunday night.
Which will be the 10th, I think. Yep.
So that sounds good. And that's all I've got, babe.
Okay. So now we're going to have the offering.
Or do you have testimony?
Oh,
you testimony?
Wait a minute. We're going to do a testimony after a bit.
Okay.
Well, we'll let the children go to children's church, and then we'll have an offering.
Oh, you're doing it. Sorry, babe. I didn't know.
Oh. Well, I'm going to do the offering. When I was told to do the offering, I started to really pray and think about it. And the funny thing was I had to get gas over the weekend. And as I'm sitting at the gas station, I really started to think about it. And I'm going to read something that isn't even technically about offering, but the attitude and the mindset of the man I'm going to read about applies to every aspect of the Christian life. So it says in Daniel 6, chapter verse 10, this is after the group of men that were after Daniel got King Darius to sign a law saying that you could only worship a certain... So it says in verse 10, it says, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber towards Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did his time before. And as we know, the men heard it, went and told King Darius, and Daniel got thrown in the lion's den. Well, the reason why God had me do that as I started to pray about it was when we look at how everything is going today, and we can just look at it financially. Everything's going up. Cost of everything's going up. Gas is $50. I couldn't even fill my tank. But anyway, as I was looking at it and as I was done getting gas and I was staring at it, I started to think, well, God, if this costs me this much, then I have this bill to pay, that bill to pay. How am I going to do everything else? And God said, well, what did Daniel do? When he got in a moment in a situation where everything is set up to go against him, not only did he go and pray, he went and prayed with the windows open. He prayed so they could hear him. He prayed so they knew that even with everything set up against him, he was still going to do what he was called to do. And God wanted me to tell you guys today that no matter what's going on financially, honor everything that he has called you to honor. Because what happened at the end? Not only was he saved, but when he was in the den, when he was in the middle of all of it, he was able to rest, chill, and hang out. Because the thing that was meant to kill him was shut up and became a testimony. And so then, not only after that, he also got promoted, elevated, and moved further up in where the king and where God had planned him to be. So sometimes we go through these times and we go through these struggles, and we have, and some of us have extra issues to deal with, and then we realize that the enemy's coming to take something from us, that God is setting us up to be elevated. So that's what I wanted to leave you guys for offering this morning. We're going to bring the buckets up, and I'm going to pray over the offering, and bring it down. So, Father God, I just thank you for the offering this morning, Lord God. I thank you that even in the midst of everything going on, that we're able to honor you. We're able to do it with a joyful heart, Father God. We're able to do it knowing that no matter what the situation looks like, that you're always fighting on our behalf, and you're always there even if we don't feel you, we don't hear you, or we don't see what you're doing right away. But we know that you're always working, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
I almost forgot that if any of you can help us, Stacy and Alicia are going to be cleaning in the church today in order to get prepared for the week of having meetings. So if anybody wants to stay and help, Stacy, raise your hand. Please see Stacy and Alicia after church and see if you can be a part of that helping out, okay? All right. And before we get going here, we got a testimony to be given today. And so we're going to hear a little testimony this morning.
I don't know how little or how big.
Amen.
But I've only got one person, one individual, one miraculous God that I can thank for being here.
Amen.
You know, when this happened to me, I can remember some things that happened. Like I remember Steve when he came to me and he says, Mom, he says, are you all right? And I said, yeah. After that, I don't recall remembering too much. But when I started to come to, there was a person in front of me, and her name was Jeannie. And if you don't believe in angels here on earth, let me tell you, that day, Jeannie was my angel. Because I heard her voice. She was telling me to breathe. Breathe, breathe. I never in my life, in my 70 years of being here on this earth, have I ever felt like I felt that day where I had totally lost it. But you know, like I say, if you don't believe in angels here on earth, you better give a second chance to listening, because they are here.
Amen.
Whether they are bodily or whether they are a ghostly figure, they are here.
Hallelujah.
And you know, like I say, I don't remember too much. But I remember coming to, and Jeannie was there. And I remember going out, and the last hand I had was Logan's. And he grabbed a hold of my hand, and I remember that hand. It held me tight. You know, I came out of that okay. But then the old devil thought, that wasn't good enough for you, so I'm going to send you something else. So what did he do? Just what, not much more than a week later, he sent me an issue of blood. And I mean, it just wasn't a little. It wasn't like pricking your finger. It was like you dumped a bucket. And you know, when I went to the hospital, I thought, Lord, this is in your hands. There's nothing that I can do. But Lord, I knew he was there. And so I took some tests. Every test they took come out perfect. They couldn't find what was causing that. Mm. They run stuff through my body to try to find out where it was coming from. They could not find it. And at that point, it went through my mind. I thought, Lord, I remember in the Bible where the Bible talked about the lady with the issue of blood. And I thought, here I am almost in that same situation, Lord. So you've got to help me. And the only thing that they could find, they said polyps was on the outside of the colon. And you know, they run, like I said, they run different tests. They couldn't find anything. I thought I had colonitis all my life. I dealt with the colonitis for years. And they done the colonoscopy. They done that test. And they said, you have nothing on the inside of that colon.
Wow.
Everything that you issued was on the outside. So to me, that had to be a cleansing of some kind.
Amen.
You know, and I never suffered through any of this. I never had any pain whatsoever. And they kept asking me, are you in pain? Are you in pain? No, I did not have no pain whatsoever.
Wow.
And I testified to the ones in the building, in the ones that took care of me. I said, I owe everything that I have to the Lord because, I said, he's the one that took care of me.
Amen, amen.
And, you know, I was on, I think, 5 or 6 different kinds of medicines. Now I'm down to 2.
Praise God.
You know, I thank God for that. When I come home, I told Steve, I said, Steve, I said, I didn't make it through the gate. Or I said, I wouldn't have been here today.
Amen.
But you know something? This is the way I felt about it. The Lord's got something for me to do.
Amen.
Or I would have been gone.
Amen, amen.
You know, I may be old here on this earth, but one of these days, I'm going to be young.
Amen.
I'm going to be young again. And I got to tell you, if you're not serving the Lord, you're going to miss it.
Amen.
You're going to miss it.
Amen.
And I want to tell something else on Jean. You know, Jeannie is like a sister to me. And some of you may not know this, and some of you do. I've known Jeannie ever since she was the size of my grandson over here. And I have no brothers and sisters. So the brothers and sisters I have are you guys.
Oh.
If it hadn't have been for you that day and your prayers, I may not have been here. You know, Steve had a dream. I'm going to tell his dream. I don't know if he told his dream or not, but he shared it. And he said that day, that what was the night before or a couple of days before, he had a dream. And he said he heard somebody coming up the steps. They sleep upstairs. I sleep downstairs. And Steve's got a gun that he keeps upstairs. And he said he heard somebody coming up the steps. Now, this is a dream, mind you. And he said he got his gun, and he walked over to the stairway. And that whatever that was went back down the stairway and left. And there was people that told him, you had the ammunition, and our church was the one that was there to do the battle.
Amen.
And it was your prayers and the Lord above that kept me here today. And I give him all the honor and glory. Amen. I couldn't give him any more praise to him than I can praise him right now and thank him.
Amen.
So if I ever get to the place or you think I need something, or you ask me if I'm feeling all right and you think I'm not, don't be afraid to ask me. Because I'm the type of person that if I can help you, I will.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to be the same with me. Because I need you here on this earth. I need everybody to help keep me going.
Amen.
I praise him and I thank him for everything.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. My goodness. Well, that was definitely a testimony we wanted to hear. As you know, Miss Glenna had quite a challenging situation a couple weeks ago, but God was faithful. Amen. And I want you to know that this fits right into our topic that we've been talking about, because we're going to go right back into our faith, and we're going to look right here. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 3, it says, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And I want us to know this morning that your faith has more power than you might think. Oftentimes, we don't even consider the fact that our faith is very powerful. And as a result, sometimes we aren't really even thinking that our faith has anything to do with our battles or our situations. But the thing is, our faith has a lot to do with our battles and our situations. Amen? And we need to be willing to use our faith and know that we have to access faith and use it. You know, the Bible says faith is a substance, and that means that faith is something supernatural. It's a part of God's kingdom. It's not a part of this world. It's a part of God's way of doing things that he has empowered us so that we can use our faith to make this life go by the way it's supposed to go by. Amen? And we need to make sure that we are empowering even ourselves to make sure that we are living this life the way the Lord wants us to live it. In the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 7, it says this, "Ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks receives, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you whom if his son ask bread will give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish will he give him a serpent? If you then being evil or natural in your abilities know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him?" You know, ask and seek and find. You know, I want you to understand something, that you have a big thing to do with how your faith is going to work. The faith that's reflected in your life is going to be supported by what you've given out of the Word of God and what you've learned and what you apply yourself to use your faith for. I want you to know something, that when you have battles, it's a good thing for you to look in the Bible and study out the Word of God and see what the Word of God has to say about what you're dealing with, because this is how you're going to actually walk through things and be able to be empowered, is that the Bible needs you to apply it to your life for it to have the power and be the quickening work that it says. You know, the Bible says that the Word of God is quick and powerful. Quick and powerful. And you know that word is going to be quick and powerful according to how you apply it to your life. See, you have to be the one who's taking the effort to make sure that when you have a battle in life, you have something in you. Greater is he who's in me than he who's in the world. See, you have to have something in you that that your faith can grab a hold of so that you can activate your faith. And so this is something that we need to make sure that we are grabbing a hold of and that we know and that we put into activation when we're living our life. It says, "Seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened to you. For everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened." I want you to know something. Every one of you will receive when you ask. Somehow, sometimes the enemy tries to fight us and make us feel like, well, God will speak to them, but not to me. I want you to know that that's a lie. That God speaks to you, and he will speak to you, and he will help you right with where you're at. Amen? I want you to know that it's not always easy to stay consistent in what you're doing. Sometimes you have to give a very real deliberate effort to setting aside time and setting aside a place where you're going to meet with God and where you're going to read your word. You have to do those things. You have to make an appointed time to do it. Just like you were sitting down to see somebody. I liked it when I first got saved. Regina would know that I was studying the Bible, and people would come on an unannounced visit, you know, just a friend stopping by, and Regina would say, "Hey, he's not available right now." And I'm telling you that sometimes you, well, not sometimes, all the time, you need to take the Word of God that serious, that it's something that you're setting time apart for, and it's something that you're seriously willing to give up other things for in order for you to make that time accountable in your life. Amen? And I tell you right now that the Lord is with you, and the Lord will speak to you, and the Lord will give you an answer. And I like it. It says here that if you had a child and he asked for a fish, you wouldn't give him a serpent. What's so good about that? If you being just a natural person are that way, then how much more so will your lovingly Father give you what you're asking him for? He will answer you based upon what you need and what's going on, and he will be involved in exactly what you have going on. And so God is good like that, and he wants to be a part of helping us every day, and he's faithful to be able to help us every day. I'm going to read to you out of James chapter 4, and it says here in verse 2, you lust and have not, you kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you have not because you ask not. You ask and receive not because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lust. Uh-oh. Boy, that's a pretty strong scripture there. You have not because you ask not. See, sometimes we think that we're asking God too much. Have you ever been there where you've had so much stuff going on that you've asked God and you think, oh, I don't want to bother him again? Well, that should never be. You cannot bother God too much. If you were to ask him 1,000 things a day, he'd want you to ask him. But here's what the problem is. Sometimes when we ask God for something, we ask him amiss. And what that means is that we're asking him for something that's not even biblical.